Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Have You Heard God's Audible Voice Already in Progress?
If you got a scripture that comes from God that says, and again, I'll tell you the truth, that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, I'll do it for you by my Father which is in heaven.
That's right.
What could you get done with that, Kim?
Anything and everything.
And now you know that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Anything and everything.
But you see why they now know that when they didn't know it before?
That's right.
Is because they have studied God's Word.
That's right.
And then they started doing what it says.
Yes.
And so when they started studying His Word and then acting on His Word, it brought forth awesome results.
We can guarantee it.
Yes, you've guaranteed a lot of them since then, haven't you,
yes,
Kim?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Does He love healing His children?
Yes.
He wants to heal His children.
Yes.
We just need to learn to break every curse. If there's anything wrong with you, anything, you need to realize there's a curse on your life. And that curse is there because of some kind of sin, probably that you didn't even commit. Could very well be, just like Jenna's problem out here. Jenna's mother's sin is what caused that. You know, so, but I've seen many of them. It goes back two or three generations. But the thing about it, if you got anything that's wrong with you, anything, I don't care what it is, you need to have somebody, a man of God, pray a prayer of faith over you. If you're a woman, you need your husband to pray for you. If you're a man, then you can do it yourself. But if you're a man and you need to, you really want to get set free, come to one of us, one of the people here at the prayer team, and have us break the curses over you and command those spirits of curse to leave you. And those spirits of curse, once they are kicked out, and they have to go away once you remit their sins. And that's why Cheryl and I, we love it when people call in that they can't even respond. They're out of it, you know, they're comatose or whatever. And even Sharon will tell you. She said, when I find out the people are comatose, somebody else is calling in for them, she said, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. I can remit their sin. And that's a scripture that almost nobody believes. But when you remit people's sins and get their sins taken care of, then you can pray the prayer of faith for them. You can break the curse over them, command the spirits of curse to leave those people, and those spirits will go away. And then you ask the Lord to do whatever you want Him to do for them, and He will do it. And they can get set free, they can get healed, they can get delivered. I don't care what it is. You can get set free. If you can't control your life, and I don't care what it is that's wrong with you. I don't care. I mean, if you can't get rid of sex drives, you know, anything, any kind of addiction, whatever it is. I mean, people say, I just can't get over this. I eat too much. It doesn't matter what it is. It's a curse. And you can break that curse and command those spirits to leave you, and they have to go away. But you got to learn that you have to stand on God's Word. You know, it's just like that guy, one time Cheryl and I was down in Dallas, and there was a guy came up at a healing school, and I said, what can I pray for you for? He said, I need a supernatural weight loss. He said, after what I've heard you teach today, I believe that God can do anything. And I said, well, sir, He can. I said, how much do you weigh? And he told me. I said, I think it was 400 pounds. So I told him, I said, okay, let me ask God to give you a supernatural weight loss. I'll rebuke those spirits, command them to leave. And within 3 months, we'll ask the Lord to cut your weight down to, at least 100 pounds lower than you are now. Well, Cheryl and I went down to a little town out of south of Dallas there and he came to it. And when he came there, he walked up to me and said, Pastor, you remember me? And I says, no, only been 3 months ago. I said, no, I don't know who you are. He said, I'm the guy that needed the supernatural weight loss. I said, oh. I said, what did God do? He said, He took off 100 pounds. 100 pounds in 3 months. Just by breaking the curses and commanding those spirits to leave. I said, now then, you need to get a hold of what you're eating and eat right. In other words, once you kick out those driving spirits, you have power and authority. It doesn't matter whether it's eating, whether it's what it is. Now, you have addiction to smoking, drinking, I don't care what it is, drugs. We have seen people with heroin addiction get set free in one heartbeat, you know, and never have another desire for another drug. Yeah, like the one Cheryl prayed for tonight at the Walmart or store one day. She prayed in the line with the checker, her and her daughter, and the mother was crying, and she said, "What's wrong?" She said, "My son is on heroin. He's a drug addict, and he's an atheist. He's lost. He's dying and going to hell. He don't even know it." And Cheryl, standing in the Walmart line, said, "Well, let's just pray."
Amen.
So she steps out of line to begin to rebuke the devil, break the curse over that boy, command that devil to get out of him, leave him alone. Ask the Holy Spirit to convict that boy of sin. 3 months later, Cheryl's daughter was down there one day, and she seen this woman. She said, "Cheryl, you got to tell your mama what God did." Said, "My son got saved. He's filled with the Holy Ghost. He's playing drums in a cowboy church." Yeah, and he's off of heroin. He's set free. Now, what can our God do?
Anything
we can believe him for. That's the part. Anything. Well, do you think God can speak in tongues? Oh, I don't guess he can. Do you think God can raise the dead? Oh, no. Well, no. Do you think God speaks to us anymore? No, he don't do that no more. Well, you're in trouble. If your God is, you're limiting him by what you're saying. Now then, he can do anything. I mean, anything. There's no limit with God what he can do. I mean, Ephesians 3:20. Let me introduce you to the God that now can do exceedingly,
abundantly,
above all, that you can even think or imagine. Paula, I can think or imagine some pretty big things, can't you, girl?
Yes, sir.
And he says, everything I could even think or dream of is just a piece of cake for him.
That's right.
And we believe that?
Absolutely.
So should we be able to pray in faith about everything?
Everything.
Now to the God who can do what?
Exceedingly abundant. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think.
Was that the NLT?
That is NLT.
Okay, I started to say, I knew that wasn't the King James, because the King James says, "Let me introduce you to the God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could even think or imagine." Don't you love that verse?
Yes.
Now then, do you know him?
Amen.
Is he your God? Is he my God?
Yes.
Yes. What can he do?
Anything
I can believe him for. So there ain't no problem praying for you and getting you healed if you'll only believe and repent of sin, right? Wow. "And you shall write them on the post of your house and upon your gates." That wouldn't be hard, would it? We need some kind of a sign on our post, gate post coming in the house. "Remind me today to teach my family about God." The Lord told the husbands to do this. The husband is to do this. You are to teach your children. First of all, he told you to study, did he not?
Yes,
he told you to study and then diligently study these words and then teach them diligently to your children. Is that what he said? The very first time that God ever spoke to me was right there. That's my first experience with audible teaching from God. But since then, like I say, I've heard his audible voice well over 50 times, over 50 times. And I don't even know how many times I've really heard it, because he's spoken to me so many times about things. I mean, so many things he has spoken to me about. Don't you love to hear God's voice?
Amen.
I love it. How many have heard God's voice more than one time? Wow, that's still a whole bunch of you. That's a whole bunch of you, so praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. Well, I'm glad y'all came today. We're going to have a time of prayer for people here in a minute. One thing I would like for everybody to try your best. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I would like for every one of you to make a covenant with God that as he works on your heart this week, that you will pray for the protection of all these officers that were bills going out and all the people that are going out. And if we had little lights coming up all over the place going to heaven, and Lord said, "There's another one of my children that's praying for the police officers." If we were to do that on a regular basis, I think that next year whenever the city would do some kind of a survey and say, this has been an extremely good year. There's not been one single police officer or fireman killed or injured in the last 12 months. Could we praise the Lord for something like that? And that, see, we should be able to do that. If the 91st Battalion went out and spent 4 years in the military fighting World War II, and because somebody's praying over the Psalm 91, over that group of men every day, in 4 years of battle, not one man got injured or hurt.
That's right. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I wouldn't mind being in the military if I had men like that praying. Would you, Tony?
Yeah.
If we had men and women with that kind of prayer, it wouldn't be no problem flying those airplanes and fighting the war, would it? Because that's what we have. That's what's available to you and me if we only believe God. Because I know that as we read those articles to you here a while back, wasn't it West Texas? Where was that little town, Bill? Wasn't that West? Where that there was 40 or 43 men or whatever it was?
Sea Drift, Texas.
53 men during World War II, and somebody prayed every day, and not one man was injured. No loss of life, and not even injury.
Wow.
So see, it works anywhere, everywhere. So will it work through this church?
Yes.
So I would like for each one of you to make a covenant between you and God this week. Lord, if you will touch my heart this week, I'll pray a simple little prayer. Lord, watch over the men, the police officers all over Texas. I mean, we're still in the Texas realm. So, Lord, in the Texas realm, all these men that Bill and whatever is going out, I ask you to send warring angels to walk around these men and protect them and keep them safe. Thank you, Lord. It's done in Jesus' name. Pray a prayer similar to that. That's not difficult, is it?
No.
Anybody could voice a little prayer like that. Do you think God could hear a prayer like that?
Yeah.
Sure he can, and he can do something great. That's the whole thing. We think it's got to be some special prayer. It don't have to be nothing special. Just talk to your Lord. He wants to talk to you, and he wants to do great things for you. And he will do it. And it would be wonderful by the end of the year if we had no injuries. Yes, sir. Are we supposed to be producing fruit for our kingdom?
Amen.
We're supposed to be producing fruit for the kingdom of God. You know, we're all the church. We're all, it's all one big happy family, right?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Have You Heard God's Audible Voice? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.